This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inna alhamdulillah nahmaduhu wa nasta'inuhu wa nastaghfiruhu. Wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa sayyiati a'malina. Man yahdihillah fala mudilla la. وَمَنْ يُتْلِلْ فَلَا حَادِيَ لَا أَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَّا إِنَّ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ لَا شَرِيكَ لَا وَأَشْهَدُ أَنَّ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ أُوْسِيكُمْ وَإِيَّا أَوْلًا بِتَقُوا اللَّهُ فَقَدْ فَازَ الْمُتَّقُونَ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله على كل حال. We never forget to be thankful to Allah Rabbul Alamin for all His blessing, His ni'mah, that nobody can count the ni'mah of Allah. The ni'mah to perform prayer together. The ni'mah to perform Jumu'ah for the meal tomorrow. And the ni'mah of Ramadan. Because our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam did mention in one of the hadith, as-salatul khamsa, as-salah ila salah muqaffarat baynahuma, wal-jum'ah ila al-jum'ah muqaffarat baynahuma, wal-ramadan ila ramadan muqaffarat baynahuma. There's so much blessing of Allah Rabbul Alameen. So from one prayer to another prayer, there is the daily prayer. All your past sin will be erased. From Friday to Friday, then your weekly sins will be erased. Ramadan to Ramadan, your yearly sins will be erased. Allah Rabbul Alamin keep on showing His mercy, that He loves to forgive and keep on forgiving. But we have to do what we have to do. Praying is not just you just do for the sake of doing. You must follow the SOP of prayer. When the Prophet said, you must stand straight in a row, we try our level best to stand straight. And that's why the Prophet said, وَلِينُ بِأَيْدِ إِخْوَانِكُمْ. When you are performing Jumu'ah, you have to soften your body, because people can come and adjust you. People can pull you close to them, and people can move you a bit in front or move you backward. But this is not easier for people who don't understand. Now they will be fighting back. And they'll be very upset. Why are you pushing me? You know? وَتَعَوَنُوا عَلَى بِرِّ وَتَقْوَى. We are supposed to be ready to help one another for anything that is good. And when somebody is trying to help to organize the staff in the future, we should be happy. We should be very happy to see that somebody are very careful about the system. This area, inshallah, you will know whether you are responding to the command of the Prophet or not when somebody is trying to make adjustment. Call you to cooperate. You should just cooperate. Soften yourself. People will adjust you. Move a bit. You move a bit. Right, right, left, left. That's how you move on. But people who are not used to it, no way. They look at it, then after that, they may just disappear and don't come home. Don't come here anymore. Too much, you see. Too much pushing. Too much pulling here and there. But if everybody is responding with the right spirit, you don't have to do that. Secondly, the ayah that was recited today remind us about many things. In the Isha prayer, our young imam recites Suratul Kahfi, and you know there is always some extra blessing, especially if you recite the night of Jumu'ah or Yawmul Jumu'ah. That whoever recites Suratul Kahfi is a very amazing surah. Later on, maybe we will discuss about what happened to the young people who love their iman and they choose to isolate themselves in the cave. But the blessing of people who recite Suratul Kahfi from the first to the 10th ayah, he will be blessed by Allah Rabbul Alameen in the Day of Judgment, and also he will be protected from the Dajjal, the whisper of the Dajjal, the fitna of the Dajjal. But then tonight, in the Qiyam, Imam is reciting some of the ayah in Surah Tawbah. It started, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَزُوا مَسْجِدًا دِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَإِرْصَادًا لِمَنْ حَارُمَ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ مِنْ قَبْلِ وَلَا يَحْلِفُنَّ إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا الْحُسْنَى وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ لَا تَكُنْ فِيهِ أَبَدًا. It started with the ayah. Allah is saying, there are people, he's not talking about the non-believer, he's talking about so-called Muslim who start to build mosques. This is very important for all of us. Not any mosque we should get involved in. Not every mosque we should even support the building of the mosque. No. This mosque is called Masjid Dirar. Happened in the time of our Prophet. Of course, this mosque came later on. The first mosque built by our Prophet, not in Mecca, but in Medina. When he entered Medina, the first thing he was planning to do, he need a place, a center to unite the Ummah. And then there's the best center is a mosque. La masjidu usisa ala taqwa min awwali yawm ahakku an taquma fi. Even the ayah of Dirar came earlier, but in reality, the first mosque built by Prophet is Masjid Quba. Whoever visit Medina, you are sure to visit Masjid Quba. To the extent whoever pray 2 rakaat will get the reward of 1 umrah. Allahu Akbar. This masjid is called Masjid Taqwa. Built with the pure intention, and it is organized and managed by people who have taqwa. Purely for the sake of Allah and follow whatever Allah and the Prophet want them to do. But the masjid later on, another group, so-called Muslim, built another mosque. And they want to call the Prophet to come in and officiate the opening of the mosque. The Prophet has no idea. He was on the way to this mosque. Allah revealed this ayah, وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَزُوا مَسْجِدًا دِرَارًا وَكُفْرًا وَتَفْرِيقًا بَيْنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. They built the mosque not to unite the Ummah, but to disunite the ummah, to divide the ummah. And as a place to prepare for the enemy of Islam within, among the Muslims. And they will stop anybody who want to do what Allah and the Prophet want them to do. And if you ask them, why you do that? They say, for good purpose. For the benefit of the people there. They'll give you a lot of reasoning. They'll give you the reason, excuses. لا يخلفن إن أردنا إلا الحسنى. We intend good for the community. وَاللَّهُ يَشْهَدُ إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ. Allah said, He was the witness. Allah was the witness to say, they are all liar. And Allah said to the Prophet, لَا تَكُمْ فِيهِ. Do not enter and pray in this mosque. Even under the name of a mosque, there are times you cannot even pray inside. Sister was raising her hand behind because she don't understand English. Yeah, I think majority of us understand Malay. We understand Malay? Sikit-sikit. Ada dua masjid. Zaman Nabi, masjid pertama, masjid Taqwa, masjid Quba. Kemudian dibina oleh orang lain, satu masjid lagi. Nama masjid, tapi Allah namakan Masjid Dirar. Dan Allah kata, Masjid Dirar tak boleh sembahyang. Walaupun nama masjid, tak boleh sembahyang. Sudah faham? InsyaAllah. It's not easy for normal people then. Why? This is a mosque. How can you say I cannot enter? Yeah. If they are trying to tell you this mosque is only for this. I have seen a mosque. They wrote down in a notice, this mosque is only for Shafi'i Mazhab. Only people who are Shafi'i, welcome. Non-Shafi'i, no, you are not welcome. It's what happened, I've been praying in that mosque for some time. Suddenly, I go and read. I never go in anymore. What kind of mosque is it? Did Imam Shafi'i came up with this kind of fatwa? Astaghfirullah. And sometimes in China, because they are exposed only the Hanafi, if you enter the mosque, they never stop you. But when you pray, you raise up your hand more than one time, khalas. Because Hanafi only raise one time. You raise more than 10 times, they say, out, you go. If this is the kind of mosque, and the community of the mosque is that kind of people, don't enter. This is called dirar. Masjid Taqwa is a masjid that is run, managed by the people of the Quran and Sunnah. That is the only way to unite the ummah. They don't care where you come, east, west, Arab, non-Arab, everybody are welcome. Because we follow the same guidance, Quran and Sunnah, to unite all of us. Is there a lot of masjid dirar around us? Of course there is. We pray, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help this ummah. Because there's other ayah, Allah is showing us who should run a mosque, who should be the community of the mosque. Allah have laid out all the SOP, but we don't follow. إِنَّمَا يَعْمُرُ مَسَاجِدُ اللَّهِ مَنْ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَأَقَامَ الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَى الزَّكَاةَ وَلَمْ يَخْشَ إِلَّا اللَّهَ. Only those who really believe in Allah and the Day of Judgment can manage the mosque. Because they will manage the mosque according to the Islamic principle. No khurafat is allowed to be practiced in a mosque. Name at-taqwa. Anything that follow Quran, sunnah, ahlan wa sahlan. That should be the principle. And those who are the organizing committee of the mosque, the community, they themselves must be active performing prayer jama'ah in that mosque. Not only they are around when some VIP come, then they will come. Other than that, they hardly come to the mosque. And if they need the mosque needs some kind of renovation, maybe the bulb is having problem, fan having problem. They don't go and wait for somebody. Everybody who are involved will chip in and try to make the mosque a place that is comfortable for people to pray. Not anything ask the authority, bulb sudah rosak, fan not working. You yourself, what is your responsibility? You must be ready to even make sure that this mosque is a good place to unite the ummah and it is comfortable for them to come in and pray. And that's why they will organize the sah. The community will take the initiative to make sure the sah is straight. You don't have that kind of committee today. You don't have anymore. That is the problem we are facing today. When you are not disciplined in the mosque, you cannot be disciplined outside the mosque. They say anybody enter a mosque, you have no right to sit until you pray turqat tahiyatul masjid. It's a command from the Prophet. Even when he was delivering a khutbah, a companion came in and said, the Prophet immediately, while he was delivering his khutbah, he was talking to that guy, has salat, have you performed turakat? He said, no. Ma'mum can talk to the imam. Imam can talk to the ma'mum. Ma'mum and ma'mum cannot talk. The adab of Jum'ah. Then he said, no. And Prophet said, kum. Stand up now and pray turakat. And the Prophet reminded the congregation, iza dakala ahadukum al-masjid fala yajris hatta yusalli raka'atayn. Anybody enter mosque, don't ever sit until you perform two rakat tahiyatul masjid. Even the khutbah is still on. Unless you enter the mosque and the imam, they are praying jama'ah, you just join in and follow the jama'ah, you don't need to tahiyatul masjid anymore. Or you enter the mosque, they just finish the azan, and there is Qabliya Zohar, so you pray Qabliya Zohar, then you don't pray Tahiyatul Masjid. When there is a prayer before you sit, then that prayer is sufficient. But when no other prayer involved and you want to sit, you must honor the right of the mosque. Adab, adab. All this ada adab untuk masuk masjid. Maaf, saya lupalah. Masuk masjid bukan klub, bukan rumah kita, bukan dewan. Tapi ini bukan masjid. One thing I like to remind, this is not a mosque. So you don't have to make tahiyatul dewan. No. There's no tahiyatul dewan. This is a dewan, a hall. But if a mosque, you cannot come in and sit without turkat. sembahyang dua rakaat tahiyatul masjid. Itu ada hak masjid. So, brother and sister, therefore, some other ayah. What is it? Surau. Surau, we call surau. There is masjid jamak. And there is a masjid that is a small size. As long that if there is a place you have 5-time prayer, there is appointed imam, azan 5 times, then this is called a masjid. Imam masjid jamak, or not masjid jamak, but it's still a masjid. But the musalla in the mall, no, because they don't have 5-time azan, they don't have appointed imam, so that is not called masjid. R&R, they don't have appointed imam, they don't have 5-time azan, that is not called a masjid. It can be big, it can be small, no problem. Yeah. Then the imam recite other ayah, talk about there are 3 men, the companion of the prophet, who have engaged in earlier battlefield, Uhud, Badar. But they excused themselves not to participate in the war of Tabuk. When the Prophet is calling upon all the men that is healthy, strong, be ready, we are moving to Tabuk. 3 men excused themselves. Punishment was sent to them. No one offered them salam anymore. When they give salam, nobody respond. Until their wife also boycott the husband. Then an ayah was revealed. They feel remorse. They feel so sad that what? They thought that this is small matter. We have engaged in an early battlefield. Suddenly, only this one. And this one happened. It so happened, this one, they had taken off their herd. Another one taking care of their farm. And there's a lot of things coming up. So they thought that they can excuse. When the Prophet command, everybody must be ready, samikna wa ta'na. We will continue about that in the future. La darara min husnil Islam. Continue. Min husnil Islam. Al-mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'ni da' ma yaribuka ila ma la yaribuk. Al-muslim man salimal muslimun min lisanihi wa yadih. What is the last one? Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istaqmala al iman. Alhamdulillah. How many hadith already? 5. Alhamdulillah. For those who are new to not today, you have 5 together. For those who are with us earlier, we start one by one. Yeah? Alhamdulillah, we hope, please remember. I want everybody that in the future, when you meet up with your family, your friends, share with them this beautiful hadith of the Prophet. That's how, without learning about the hadith of the Prophet, we will not appreciate the teaching of the Prophet. Yeah, it's for the benefit of the Ummah, for you, for your family, yeah, for the children, inshallah. I think I have to do another exercise. I want everybody, you can go in our website, alkaden.com/hadith. Hadith. You go in, then I want you to write. Okay? I want you to write and submit. Not tomorrow. I give you until Saturday night. Yeah. I want you to write by yourself, and then I want you to look at the meaning and then also submit to me. Write your name, contact number, everything. Yeah. Yeah. It's a homework. Yeah, we have to do something, you know. We try to find the best way to help ourselves to memorize the beautiful saying of our Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sure to benefit you, benefit the family, inshallah. Yeah, our jama'ah from Penang just gives their salam to all of us here, you know. I was not here last night because I was in Penang with our brother Haji Sulaiman Daud, yeah, for our activities, and we were called to give a talk, yeah, before the breaking of fast, to the Muslim and to the not yet Muslim in Penang. Yeah, alhamdulillah. So, yeah, now you have now. If possible, please don't forget, yeah, go to the our site. Yeah. Okay. Subhanakallahumma وبحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
This is the best way, the fastest way to learn, because we pray every night.